Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 32, episode 32. So we're going for our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. I declare unto you what? The gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. No. We have not believed in vain. You have not believed in vain. We will make sure that we do not believe in vain. That is our life quest. For I delivered unto you, first of all, and that is it. First of all, what is the first of all of the gospel? What is the first of all of Christ? What is the first of all of the Holy Spirit as he's speaking to you today? As he's using these lips to speak to you, what's the first of all? It's the first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died. How that Christ died. If you do not get anything, you get this. I tell you, it's the beginning of your victory. Walking in the victory of the finished work of Christ, of what Christ has already done. Has already done. Oh, it's so beautiful. So it's a first of all. How that Christ died. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, and we said before we can look at the crucifixion on the cross, we have to look at what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane and in the trial. And that's what we've been doing. Because as I've already said, and I say it again, it is in the death of Christ that we had our victory. And that is where everything began. It's so beautiful what Christ has done. And so we are looking at the trial and the process and the procedure and what happened. And we've realized that it was the incarnate God himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who spoke to Abraham, the one who spoke to Moses, the one who revealed himself in the burning bush. He was the one who came. And here he was carrying his cross, going on the mountain of Golgotha. And who were the ones behind him, hurling words of derision and hatred at him? Who were those who were doing that? His own covenant people. So we read in Zechariah, said, where do you get these wounds from? He said, the wounds I received in the house of my friends. And the house of Israel is the house of his friends, covenant people. Okay. So the final thing I want to say before, because there's so many things to say, but I'm gunning for the cross. And that is why I'm just doing a summary of what happened along the way when he was crucified or when he was going to the cross. So here was Pilate, here was the Sanhedrin, here was the priesthood, here were the people of Israel. So all these people played a role. So Pilate thought, okay, I'm sentencing him to death. You say, I have the power to release you and let you. He said, Jesus said, no, you do not. I rather have power over my life to put it down into, to lay it down and to take it up again. He could not understand it, but it was true. And then they thought they were in control, but they were just mere instruments Satan was using. And I've already told you that when jealousy fills you out, you become Satan's PlayStation. I don't want to be Satan's PlayStation. So they were just mere instruments in the hands of the devil. They were being guided by the devil. All the thing was steered by Satan. He was the one behind all these things. Sometimes when things are happening in your life, please have mercy on the people who are being used, because they are just mere instruments. They open their mouth and they are speaking words that he gave to them to speak. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Because some of the things they will say, you can't even wrap your mind around it. That they will believe the things that they are saying. You can't even wrap your mind around it. So here was the Jewish hierarchy. Here was the Sanhedrin who were crucified. Listen, when the priesthood were crucifying, they didn't know this was the last offering they were going to make. He didn't know. The priesthood, they didn't know that after Christ, their priesthood is finished. They cannot wear their epoch and do anything again. That was the last. He was the Lamb of God. Lamb of God who was being slain. And they laid their hands on him and said, this man must die. They didn't know that truly they were making their last sacrifice. And after that, it was finished. So when Jesus on the cross said, it is finished, it was not talking about his work that was finished. No, he was talking about the priesthood. So the priesthood is finished. The sacrifices you will make, ever make, is finished. You will not offer any sacrifice. That's why the curtain was rent into two from top to bottom. Not bottom to top, top to bottom. And that was thick curtains that no man by himself could rent. And they knew that something had happened. But they couldn't tell that their priesthood was finished. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Amazing. Oh, I pray for you today that what Christ has finished doing, you will not beg to have it. Listen, I said what Christ has finished doing, you will not beg to have it. You will live it. You will live the finished work of Christ. You're so blessed. Keep coming back. Keep sharing this when you have it and you are blessed. Share it so that others will be blessed too. This is Prophetess Olivia. Bye.